The picture is not pretty. Many Wisconsin schools right now are firmly wedged between a rock and a hard place. The state legislature had to make some tough decisions in balancing its budget, and in the end, even education, one of Governor Doyle's top priorities, didn't escape cuts. John Ashley is the executive director of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
The majority of Wisconsin school districts saw a dramatic reduction in state aid. Over 340 of our school districts saw that reduction. You could attend any school board meeting around the state and hear the impact, whether it's school closures, tax hikes, and program reductions. There are headlines all around the state of Wisconsin.
Ashley says this current school year budget was tough enough for schools, but he says next year looks even worse.
Because we won't have the stimulus dollars that did afford some districts' ability to hold on to some of the staff.
Last week, Oshkosh's school board approved a plan to lay off the full-time equivalent of 35 teachers in an effort to fill a projected $5 million budget shortfall. That decision came despite a few hundred students protesting their concerns about increasing class sizes. In many districts, the conversations are just beginning as school boards plan their budgets for next school year. Madison's board will present its proposed list of cuts and a probable tax hike next month. And with a possible $30 million shortfall there, it could be a long list. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.